How you doing? As we know, today is specialty day with our short yardage goal line, third down, and so we're looking forward to getting prepared for that and actually going out to play a very good offense, more conventional than we've seen in the last week or so, but in his own right, very good, big-time receiver, and I hate to say support staff, but those skill guys are as good as anybody in the NFL from top to bottom. The two backs are very good, and the other receivers are good too. The quarterback gets the ball out of his hands very quickly, which helps eliminate sacks and helps eliminate negative plays. So their scheme works extremely well for them.
What was the stat? 2.2 seconds the ball's coming out. Why is it? What makes him so good in that department, Dalton?
Well, you know what? When you get the ball out as quickly as you do, the rush does not have time to get there. No matter if you're bringing pressure, the extra body doesn't have time to get home. So he's not taking sacks. He's making good decisions in where he throws the ball, and they set it up so that he knows the coverage pre-snap. So with that, he knows where he's going with the ball. He makes good decisions, and the times that you can see where he may not know the coverage or may not know where the ball is, he throws it away. So they eliminate being out of phase, so to speak, and taking negative plays.
Good job of getting their hands up all year as far as batted balls. Does that put a greater emphasis on if you're not going to get home, maybe get your hands up and try to bat some balls down?
Yeah, we will. But we don't want to spend our time with our hands up in the air and not pushing the pocket. So there is a good mix of what you need to do and how you need to rush. We need to continue to rush smart, rush hard, and pick and choose our places where we add an extra guy in terms of the rush.
Obviously, in your own division, is Green as good as you'll see?
He is. I think I talked to the Chicago guys in the early part of the season. They said he's as good as advertised, that he's big, he's strong, he's athletic, he's good after the catch, which you don't usually get with big guys like that. But he's an all-around, I don't know if he has a weak spot, so we're going to have our hands full with him.
What's your read on the way Prater played?
We thought outstanding, but that's what we really expect of any of our guys that come in to play winning football. And Joe did a great job of preparing him the weeks before. We knew that at some point he was going to have to play. With the nature of the NFL, guys do get injured. So you know that if you're on the roster, you're expected to contribute. And when he came in, you could see the guys looking at him and saying that he's going to be pretty good when he gets his chance. Just on the look squad, he made a few plays. He played smart. He turned the ball over once or twice. So the things that he did in the ball game were the exact same things that he showed in practice.
Harrison, were you anticipating you'd get that many snaps out of him, or did you really not have an idea until you
You know what? No. No, we thought we'd limit the amount of snaps that he got because he was out for so long. He just continued to say, "Coach, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good." And so Joe kept him in there. And probably too many, though, with the number of snaps that we did get. It was in the 60 range, I think. So too many to come back. So we have to – I think we should watch that and hopefully not get him that many this time, but still get him in the ball game and get him going.
You have to feel pretty good with, like, Sandejo and Jamarca, just the fact that the rotation you can get with those two also?
Very good. We feel fortunate that we have a group of safeties that can all win for you. So we feel good about the group, and we, as a whole, we feel good about the safety position.
They're going to start alongside Harrison?
He will. Oh. He will. He's they've done a good job. So, you know, what we're going to do, though, is wait till the end of the week to see how guys feel. First, though, we don't want to be premature, and Harrison was pretty sore this week. You can imagine with the number of snaps he played and the tempo that the offense was at, it was a tough game for him to come in and play that many snaps. So we'll see how the guys are feeling and make a decision towards the end of the week.
Oh, you thought there were too many snaps for Harrison, or was it because of his performance maybe?
No, we thought he played well. Thought he played really well. It was because of the type of ball game it was, the no huddle. You don't have a chance to catch your breath. So that was it more than anything. He I think he said, Coach, I feel like I've been to a college workout today. So that means that his body was really, really sore.
How's Cole been in terms of coverage?
He's been good. I know that in that question, you go back to a couple of weeks ago. But Adi, if you look at his coverage as a whole, he's been very good. Just seems that we've played probably more man coverage in the last couple of weeks because the offense dictated us do that. But he's been very good.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.